Our next presenter is Alex Howard. He's presenting for Angela Derringer and the group from the Kentucky PBRN.
Good morning, everyone. I said, I am Alex Howard. I am standing in for Dr. Derringer. My apologies that she will not be with you this morning, and my apologies as well in regards to my familiarity with the presentation. So I'll do my best to not look too uncomfortable up here. So H1N1 has had an enormous impact since it was first detected in the early spring of this year, and efforts to mitigate this outbreak require that all stakeholders understand that the public health response to the initial emergence of H1N1. To that end, we designed and implemented a study to assess the initial H1N1 response by the three major contributors to population health: local health departments, physicians, and pharmacists. The Kentucky Public Health Research Network, also known as KFRN, has partnerships with other health-related PBRNs based out of the University of Kentucky. These include primary care, also known as CAN, which is the Kentucky Ambulatory Network, and the developing Pharmacy Practice-Based Research Network. KFRN is made up of 17 local health departments, which include solo county, district, and independent health departments and their selected community partners. The health departments serve 54 of the 120 counties in the state of Kentucky. CAN is a well-established primary care PBRN that includes 300 family medicine physicians throughout the state. The Kentucky Pharmacy PBRN is a developing PBRN, and one of their main partners is the Kentucky Pharmacists Association, which represents all of the pharmacists in Kentucky. In order to broaden participation and response in the study, we also included all 54 Kentucky local health departments, members of the Kentucky Academy of Family Physicians, and members of the Kentucky Pharmacists Association. Study participation was voluntary and was conducted during the months of August and September. The local health department survey was developed by the Public Health PBRN Coordinating Center, and we made just a few modifications to this survey. This survey was distributed online via surveymonkey.com, and each health department director received two email reminders to complete the survey. The physician survey was developed by KFRN and CAN directors and was administered via fax. Non-respondents were contacted by phone two times with repeat faxes. The pharmacist survey was developed by KFRN and pharmacy PBRN directors and was also administered via fax. We did not have the ability to actually contact and provide reminder phone calls to these individuals. The response rate was 74% for our local health departments, 18% for our physicians, and 21% for the pharmacists. Overall, we had a survey responded from one of the three groups in 110 of our 120 counties, colored here in blue, providing a fairly solid representation of our state. My initial focus regarding results will focus on the local health department survey as it pertained to physicians. Health department respondents reported reaching an average of 50 physicians with a range of 3 to 465 and a total of 1,683 being reached. When asked about the content of the guidelines that were provided to local physicians, 94% of the local health departments reported providing information on specimen collection and testing protocol, and over 80% providing information on identification of suspected cases, case reporting, and treatment protocol. The most frequent method of communication between local health departments and local physicians was by fax and email, and the average number of information or guideline updates sent was 9. Switching gears a little bit, the physician survey, we asked physicians if they received any information regarding H1N1 from the state health department, local health department, or from the Kentucky Medical Association, or from other sources. As you can see, approximately 59% reported receiving information from the state health department, and 52% from the local health department, and less from the other sources. We asked physicians what type of guidelines they received and from whom. Around 30 to 35% reported receiving guidelines from the state and local health departments in the areas of identifying cases, case reporting, testing, specimen collection, treatment, and containment. We also asked physicians of the information received what information was actually used in clinical decision making. 64% of physicians surveyed reported that they used information on identifying suspected cases. 59% reported using information on testing protocols, and 55% on treatment protocols. We asked, did you seek out information from outside sources? Only a small percentage of physicians surveyed reported that they sought out information from the state or local health departments, with a majority going to the CDC website for H1N1 information. I'd like to focus now on the information dissemination from the local health departments to the pharmacists. The average number of pharmacies estimated to be reached by the local health departments was 10, with a range from 0 to 100, and the most frequent response being 0. 81% of responding local health departments reported disseminating information to pharmacies regarding treatment protocol, and over 50% disseminating information or containment guidelines and risk communication guidelines. The use of telephone was the most frequent mode of communication reported between local health departments and pharmacies, and local health departments estimated sending an average of 6.5 information updates to pharmacies. When we surveyed the pharmacists, a very small percentage reported receiving any information from the state or local health departments, only 13 to 16%, while 40% reported receiving information from the Kentucky Pharmacists Association. We asked pharmacists where they would go for information on additional antiviral medications if they were to run out, and only 9 to 23% would contact a public health agency, where almost half would contact the manufacturer, another local pharmacy, or other sources such as company headquarters in regards to company or organizations such as Rite Aid and Walmart, things of that nature. We also asked pharmacists if they were familiar with their local health department's emergency plan in the event of an influenza outbreak, and 74% said no. 68% would have liked to have had more information regarding H1N1. In summary, I would like to recap some of our findings, including the fact that 52 to 59% of physicians surveyed reported receiving some information regarding H1N1 from the state or local health department, while only 13 to 15% of pharmacists report receiving any information from the state or local health departments, and 74% are not aware of their local health department's emergency plan for an influenza outbreak. Of course, this study had limitations, including self-report, relatively small response rate from our physicians and pharmacists. However, overall, there was pretty good representation from the physician responders as far as diversity across the state, and as well as pharmacists as well. In conclusion, these results suggest that there is a major disconnect between public health practitioners and other stakeholders in health, including local physicians and local pharmacists. There's a significant need to identify improved methods for members of the public health system to communicate and share information. In particular, determining what types of information are most useful during emergencies or outbreaks, and optimizing the delivery of this information. Future research and quality improvement efforts need to focus on improving communication between the public health system, physicians, pharmacists, and other stakeholders such as hospitals and school systems. Thank you. Any questions?
We do have time for one or two questions.
Yes, ma'am. We left in the survey a section where they could actually tell us what information they would have liked to have had. From the physicians, a lot of them said that they would have liked to have known what the system or network or the protocol was as far as who do we contact, is there a set protocol? In regard to the pharmacist, for more information and in regards to a general influenza outbreak or in case of any emergency. Is there a set protocol? Do we need to contact our local health department and then they contact the state, or should we contact the CDC or some other source first? So several physicians had that response. A lot of the pharmacists said they would have liked to have had similar information regarding who do we contact, you know, is there a set protocol or set guidelines by which we should go through.
Mm-hmm. And before you take the question, because this is being recorded, try to paraphrase it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The question gets on the tape also. Yes, ma'am, in the back.
I'm not sure of the system, but were the local health departments sending consistent information with the same protocol?
Yes, ma'am. The local health departments were sending consistent information. They were actually in contact with the state health department. The state health department would provide the information to the local health departments, and that information was then put into brochures and other methods of communication and sent out. Mm-hmm. Thank you.